It's not a cartoon. It's anime. Put your bitch ass headphones on, Brennan. Welcome everybody back. We had a little long little vacay. Welcome to another episode of Hanimation.
Hurrah. You had a lot of fun with that today.
Yeah, no, you really just milked it for all those words.
I know. I'm sorry, guys.
he's been missing this.
Yeah, I miss you guys, man.
Yeah.
Rob was like gone.
Yeah,
you
know?
I heard the shit you were talking, by the way, Brennan.
What? Me?
Yeah.
I didn't talk shit. I specifically just asked a question as to how we will reference Rob while he was gone.
Yeah.
And then I was
a nice person.
I specifically remember Brennan going like, he ain't shit.
Well, yeah.
And nobody else vouched.
No, I appreciate it. I know it comes from a good place.
Yeah. Nobody else vouched. But yeah, we missed Rob. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks, guys.
Very much so.
The crew was here, the original crew.
I'm happy he wasn't on that episode because I feel like he would have been on your side for a lot of the arguments.
Yeah, actually, listening back to it, I definitely was like, man, they're ganging up on Keenan.
Yeah, I was in the corner like fighting in jail. Like, come on, let's do it then.
Back against the wall, yeah.
And just for reference, we're talking about the episode where we did just arguments of like One Punch Man versus Goku.
Yeah.
You know, we did a whole episode about that. Worth listening to.
I will say, because I was thinking this, because we talked, or you guys mentioned that it's kind of interesting even matchup because it's Goku fighting a gag character, which we kind of got to see him do that in Dragon Ball Super when he and Vegeta fought that other like weird robot girl that's done by the same creator, right?
Yeah.
And that's a whole gag character, and that whole thing was just fucking bonkers.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I don't know. Anyway, that's my one little contribution to the conversation from when I was away.
He agrees that Goku would have won.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Is that what you were saying?
Is that what I was saying?
No, I didn't sound like that.
It didn't sound like that at all. But I need something, man.
No, you got nothing.
I appreciate it.
We're moving on.
Yeah, so we're back on Trigun, guys. We're going to go through episodes with 13 through 18. We're going to knock this out. And you can watch these episodes on YouTube. That's what we're watching them at. You know, we're knocking them out on YouTube.
And I just changed Keenan's life. He didn't know.
I didn't know you can watch it at 1.2, 1.5.
Well, you can speed it up to like 2.5 times the speed, but I watched it at 1.25.
That's too fast.
Yeah, that's way too fast. I tried to watch it at 1.5 times the regular speed, but that was too fast. So I was like, 1.25. It cuts about 4 or 5 minutes off of an episode.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So it really helps.
That's what I'm going to be doing. Like I said, I listen to my podcast that way, 1.5. Yeah. I just love how the voices sound too.
Same.
1.5. I'm like, the voices sound kind of cool and funny.
It's weird. You slow it down, people start to just sound drunk. I don't know. Like, especially if you slow it down to just like half speed, people just slur their words a lot.
So. When it's slowed down, I can't even. I'm like, this is how we sound? What the fuck? Like, I was like, I need to go faster. I'm an impatient person anyway, so going fast makes perfect sense. But let's knock it out, man. Episode 13.
Episode 13, that they got their required anime recap episode in, which was nice because I'd stepped away from it for a little while for the break. So coming back, I was like, oh, this is just very convenient. Getting a recap episode. This is what happened.
Yeah.
I got mad immediately and said, no.
I'm with Brennan on this one. I was like, what the fuck, man?
They did put in like a little bit of story in there throughout, but it was very minimal.
Yeah, I felt they were going to do it because of the way the perspective of how they were doing it.
Yeah.
From her writing her notes about how she felt about what happened.
This is actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that's a good way to do a recap episode, but fuck a recap episode.
Yeah.
I mean, and really all that happened in that episode is like it starts back up with Vash standing over the dude with the minigun. I forget his name, but the dude that had been killing all the people the episode before. Diablo. And Vash is just like, all right, I'm not going to kill this guy. And he walks away.
Yeah.
But of course, he catches the blame from everybody in town. And the only thing that we really see while Millie is writing this up, or Meryl's writing this up, is that, you know, the town turns on him and is just like, you got to get the fuck out of here,
people
man.
People are fucking.
Yeah,
man.
He saves them, tries to do everything he can to help.
And you still hate me. Yep. Die.
Yeah.
So pretty much the episode, we just fast forward to the end of the episode. That was my fast forwarding.
That was interesting.
Yeah. That was interesting.
We'll get that one on the soundboard. But the next episode, they're in the next town. You know, they decide to tag along with Vash. That's their job. But I think it's become a little bit more than just a professional courtesy at this point. They clearly care about him at this point.
Oh, no. That recap episode shows she's in love.
Yeah, true.
If you were like, I watched pretty much the whole thing. She's in love.
Yeah, true. Because there was that one moment where they bust in his room, and we see that Vash is like all fucked up. Like, he's got like scars and like pieces of metal that are holding him together, and he's stitched back from all the bullets and wounds he's taken over the years. And he says some line like, and it does explain a little bit why he doesn't. you know, he likes these women, but he's not really sleeping around because he's just like, I feel like this would be scary to women. And she's like, oh, I don't know, not all women. Like, you know, not every woman finds this intimidating.
Yeah. I mean, you take that shirt off, that's going to be a meaty turn off. She's going to go dry.
Or turn on. She's like, this guy is the hardest man I've ever seen. Like, he's taking all these shots. He's lived through all these things. Like, can I live through him right now?
If he lived in L.A., yes.
Word, it makes perfect sense. Post-apocalyptic society.
Apocalyptic.
Yeah, I struggled that word, but yeah. You know, whatever.
You got there.
Yeah.
So that was really the only thing that happened is, yeah, it confirmed that, you know, Meryl's got the hots for Vash, and he just, absolutely, he's a pariah everywhere he goes. So in the next town, they are... they're still filling out the reports, I think, and Meryl had been up like writing, or Millie had been up writing all night to her family, and they kind of touched on the fact that Meryl's not really in touch with her family, and then some commotion starts up outside.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some people are like firing their gun up in the air, and of course Vash is in the middle of it.
Of course he
yeah.
is.
Yeah. But he is standing in between this old couple and this other dude who's threatening them for their land, and they're just like, listen, you're not gonna fucking get it, you know, over our dead bodies. And he's like, oh, well, maybe we can make that happen or whatever.
The classic line.
Yeah, but then it ends up turning out that that's their son.
Yeah, it's their son.
He's a real piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit throughout this episode.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, but the whole concept of this episode is that really that, you know, there's this guy who wants their land, who's a dangerous man.
Yeah.
They have the only, like, of an oasis of land. This is the only time we've seen trees and grass and things in the show.
Yeah.
And they have this oasis that they created by hand. It looks like their baby outside of him, obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
Which maybe explains why he has this, you know, difficulty with appearance. But either way, they have this oasis that people want to take it because it raised the property value so much. They want to just buy it from them. And they're just like, no, it's our shit. And their son somehow got a hold of the guy who's trying to get it. His threats were real, like he's going to kill their parents. So for me, I almost kind of empathize. I don't empathize with his methods, but I do empathize with his feeling of saying, like, mom and dad, this isn't worth your life. I value you more than anything. We can just go live anywhere with this money.
Well,
just give him the deed.
That's definitely what he was saying to me. I was just like, I don't think he wanted to kill his parents at all. It's kind of like, it was more like trying to scare them into just giving them the land so you don't lose your life. But then the guy that was threatening them was like, I mean, the guy that told him to threaten them was kind of like, you couldn't even get your family. I'm like, what the fuck? You wanted me to really do this?
Yeah. No, that guy was a piece of trash. I mean, because what ends up happening is Millie and Meryl end up being the ones that get hired as the bodyguard. They bring Vash along, I guess, for a little bit, but he's not really around in this episode at all. All
right. And for context, the way that it begins, like, they got hired as bodyguards because the parents, after they got attacked, were in town looking for bodyguards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They want bodyguards for themselves and for their property because they know that the next day is the day they needed to take the deed to the city hall. And then after that, the guy who wants the land, he can't get it.
Yeah, it must have been a Sunday or something. The offices were closed. I was like, just take that. Just take it now.
Right?
Like, what
it's
are you
the middle of the
on?
Day.
Yeah, sun's still up. So Millie and Meryl go out to their ranch, and they're not the only hired guns they have. There's a bunch of other people out there, but they're all seemingly doing it for free because they're like, hey, you let us play on this land when we were kids. This is a formative place for a lot of the kids in the community, which is why they wanted to protect it and not have it exploited for money for whatever this guy, I think Morgan was his name, was the guy that was trying to get his hands on it.
Yep.
I guess as a last ditch effort, their son shows up and is like, listen, like, they're coming and they will kill you. So he tries this like last ditch effort to talk some sense into them. And he throws it in their face that, it sounds like they had another child and that child died.
Yeah. The line was, he chose to die. I think it was, his name was Max. He's like, he chose to die instead of being raised by worthless parents.
Whew.
Let me tell you something right there.
Yeah.
The last bit of that line when it came out, that was my parents. Socked in the motherfucking mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, I mean, but that brings up something I definitely took a note of in this episode is when Millie found out that he was, in fact, their son and had pointed a gun at them.
Yeah.
She immediately threw hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she was just like, I am about to whoop your bitch ass.
Yeah. And he deserved every...
Every like, punch, everything. Oh, he deserved it all.
And didn't he make that shitty drawing that was in the house too? Because she was like, he looks familiar. Then they had like a
that
drawing.
There was super dramatic. Like they showed, like she was looking at the drawing, and then the dad dramatically threw it down. And was like, no, don't look at this drawing.
Yeah,
it was a bad drawing.
It
was one of those kids' drawings that you like. You gotta just act like you like it when you have a son. We're gonna put this on the fridge for you. Like, no, this shit is garbage.
Kudos to Millie for recognizing that was him because that drawing didn't look like anybody.
Nobody, man.
Nobody. This might look familiar in the drawing.
Real question. What would your parents have done if you said that to them?
If I said that,
oh, the your worthless parents?
Yeah.
Oh, it would have not been good. No, it would have been real bad.
I don't know. I think my parents would just be like really hurt. they'd be like, look, let's talk about it. What makes us worthless? And my parents are like, parents are very logical. So they would have like, we'll sit down. You know? Yeah. Talk it through.
Yeah, my parents weren't really hitters. I don't think they would have hit me, but I definitely wouldn't be welcome for a long fucking time. Like, there would definitely be some harsh words thrown around. I'm sure my dad would have plenty of things to say back to me.
Yeah.
If I said some shit. Hilarious. You know, like, they wouldn't be as logical as that.
Yourself, son.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it would not be so calm, cool, and collected and as logical as that. I think my dad especially would come back with something for me. He would be like, well, let me tell you about yourself.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. You know, God. Honestly, just in this moment, I don't want that to happen, but I definitely want to hear what he would have to say.
Ooh, maybe off the air. Maybe later. This is going to get a little too real. Oh, this is going to cut me to my soul. This is not therapy, man. Come on.
My dad is whooping my ass, and then afterwards, he's holding me down, and my mom whooping my ass. And then they're going to stop me out together as a tandem, as a family, like as mother and father.
He's like, holding you like behind?
Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like anytime. I couldn't even say yeah in my house.
Yeah.
So when you said yeah,
it's like, hey, they're like, hey, Keenan, like, yeah, they're like, what'd you just say to your mother?
I'm like, yo,
I got in trouble for that.
Clearly, I'm not saying it to be disrespectful, but my dad's military, so he's kind of like, it's yes. Even though he's military, he wasn't really a yes, sir. But yeah, I digress. But yeah, he should have got mopped up even more by the parents.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So I found it really interesting. So either way, this bad guy, what's his name again?
Morgan.
Morgan. So Morgan is trying to take the land, and what's interesting to me is that he brings in this group of like outlaws that are like really like weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's this giant woman who apparently has her daughter on her shoulder.
Yeah, well, this mom. Is the other members of the Nebraska family who we met several episodes earlier when the son and the father were in that other town and helped the capture Vash. It was the dude with the big fist that, you know, we saw Vash go to his gun for the first time.
Right. Oh, I didn't even connect those two together.
Yeah. So it's weird because the dad's a human, the mom's the giant, and then the daughter's a human, and then the mother's a giant.
Fam, how did he smash? That had to be one of those, like, all right, I'm going to have to just stick a needle in, artificial insemination type shit. There's no way he went up in there. First of all, her head is huge.
It's weird. It's not a good look.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, their motivation didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I guess they were just there. Well, they said they needed the money
bail money. But I'm like, y'all could break somebody out of it. Look at you.
True.
Like, you don't need bail money. Just literally throw one of your children.
Because the other three kids are all cannonballs that the mom throws pearls around.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's actually true. They could have just this is a waste of time for them.
Yeah. That's why I was like, they don't need to do this. They just need to go to the jail wherever he's being held and just break in. Like,
real talk. If you were the father and you needed to save, you know, the town, would you smash the mom and be like, all right, I got to take this for the team? Would you take that for the team?
To save a bunch of lives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her?
I mean, to save a bunch of lives.
I saw Rob's face. Rob's kind of like,
I don't know if I would physically be able to do it.
She, like, can't even...
She can't even speak once.
There's some like some weird like developmental disabilities going on in this family that they are exploiting for just like the pure strength they get back in return. God. You know, like this is just
pretty
not.
Bad.
It's. I mean, look at the mom can't speak English. The daughter has to be like, mom. Like she's like interpreting the whole thing. The son is no better.
Yeah,
the one from like what the episodes ago. Yeah.
The daughter had the old school Madonna cones.
Yeah.
Stone breast dude. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, that's a Madonna uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really interesting because this episode ends up in a standoff pretty much, where it's like all these very dangerous people come.
Yeah.
They attack, they do a frontal assault. A lot of like the parents that own the property were pretty much just like, yo, thanks guys for defending it. We got this. You know, we're going to die pretty much here. And it was pretty interesting because what ended up happening was the son took the deed. From in the house, he found it behind the baby picture. That's where they hid it, the one that we talked about before. And they thought he was running it. Like, he's like, hey, you want this? And then he's like, thought he was going to take it to the guy. But instead, he just rode the motorcycle off. Like, he's like, no, you got to come catch me, trying to get him away from his parents, which is noble.
He found a conscience somewhere in there.
Yeah, yeah. And I think he always had it. I think he just, you know, he had to make a decision. He clearly didn't want his parents to die.
So, but this is what was really... For me, this is the boringest part of the episode because it's like this giant woman throws these cannonball dudes, throws one of them at the motorcycle, is going to hit it. Millie, was it Millie?
Yeah, it was Meryl with her little
Derringer. She's like
little ass pistol,
slow motion, trying to shoot it. She's like, "There's no one gonna make it in time." She shoots anyway, and then Vash, you know, just
hidden in the trash can,
hidden in the trash can, whatever.
The Grouch,
like pretty much his only cameo for the whole episode.
Yeah, he even says like, "Is this all the screen time I'm gonna get this episode?"
It was so funny.
Yeah,
but he shoots him, the guy, out of the sky, and then put like, oh, he's just laying there crying. But then for me, like the big mom and the kids, they all give up. They're like, they're done.
They
at
were
that point.
They were probably some of the worst villains in this show, period.
Yeah.
They had all the potential to be kind of dope, to be honest. Yeah. And they were trash. They literally did nothing. The mom was the crybaby, pretty much.
It was over.
Yeah, it was a wrap.
Yeah, they were no good. I mean, because, she starts crying over her kids, and they're just like, well, you're that sensitive about your kids. Why are you tossing them around like cannonballs?
Yeah, that was funny.
That was like, what are you doing? I did feel like this episode kind of, I wish they had let Meryl have that moment, though. Like, I don't know why. I guess it was that moment with Vash was kind of funny, but I don't know why they had to take that from her. You know what I mean? Like, just let her have the moment. Like, let her make the shot. Why do you have to take that from her?
That little ass pistol ain't making that shot, bro. That's why. It's the little pistol. If she would have had a real gun, I think you give it to her. With that little gun, those are damn near one-shotters, and that's it. That's
I see what you're saying. It's just like, if we're talking about the believability of this just giant mom tossing these cannon, her kids around his cannonballs, like
stopping him, stopping all of his momentum.
I'm not that worried.
You can shoot a BB gun and destroy it. Like that's essentially
saying,
what it was.
And also, like, I just want to give credit to Vash for his timing. Like how, like, because the thing is, you think he would hear two gunshots, but he shot precisely at the same moment she did.
Yeah,
he's a beast. So,
yeah, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, not even in the scene. Not even nobody knows he's there. Shoots precisely the same time she does. So not only is he aiming his gun, he's watching her trigger finger and her muzzle flash to be able to shoot at the same time.
Yeah,
and make the gunshot at the same time, so everybody believes it was her.
I guess at this point, I just want. Other than to be the woman that's eventually won over by Vash, which seems to be where it's going, I just don't know what purpose Meryl serves on the show other than that. Like, Millie has her moments where she'll, you know, use her gun for capture. She's had good episodes that's kind of focused on her when she was helping out those two kids. But otherwise, like, what is Meryl doing here?
And Vash has showed zero interest in her.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, he's not. He doesn't really seem to be into her at all.
At all, he's just like, yo, y'all doing your job, and I'll protect y'all and stuff. But I don't really. It's like he might even like shoulders better, Meryl.
Yeah,
I mean, Millie.
Yeah, Millie. Well, Millie's dope though. Like, my favorite thing about Millie is that she has uncompromising ethics.
Right.
You know, like in this episode, it happened twice. Right. Like when she beat the crap out of the son.
Yeah.
And then immediately, like when the parents were standing out there and facing down all these horrible looking people.
Yeah.
Millie stands out in front of them, pulls out her gun, and just like. You know, terrified.
Yeah.
But she's
like,
this ain't right.
Yeah.
And I can't stand, like, she can't stand for injustice.
Yeah.
And that's what inspires Millie. Is it Meryl?
Meryl.
Meryl to be able to do it. So I thought that was cool. And then it transitioned to the next episode, which I thought was weird. Is like,
well, he gets the deed to the family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He gets
that's
the deed
to
the family. Then he's a dad, so you have it to where.
Yeah, the ending was actually heart wrenching a little bit.
Well, to me, this particular episode, these next few episodes kind of like is about life a little bit, like real shit, like savages.
Well, I mean, this one, though, the way that it ended, though, is like they wanted the land. He took the deed. He thought he was giving the deed to the city, but the deed was signed over to him.
Right.
The kid.
Yeah. So he ends up getting the
land. Yeah.
It turns out his parents loved him after all, and then he kind of wells up and cries. And
yeah.
It's a sweet ending to the episode.
It was a happy ending.
It's nice. It's very nice.
But then I actually kind of like this episode, and I'm knowing like the type of guy to like this type of episode.
I didn't like it that much because I like the action. So
I'm action too, but
there wasn't really any action in that episode.
Might have been sent to
not a whole lot. Yeah, because that guy's Morgan's whole gang like walks off, and they're just like, "Man, you're an asshole! Like, are you going to kill these old people over this?" And so he's left with nothing, and so the good guys win, bad guys lose. Good episode.
Look, I was a little sensitive, man. I went on a fucking juice cleanse, all right? So I don't even know. I don't have any type of emotion left. Just
I got you. This next episode.
I like how it started because Vash is literally carrying them on their back. It's back.
Oh, yeah, because he wrecked the car or whatever.
But they don't even talk about how it happened or when he wrecked the car. He just wrecked it.
He just wrecked it. And at this point, that's when they go to the bar and there's like another town where there's like the gang comes in and what's his name?
Legato.
Legato, that's it.
He's a beast.
He's just eating ice cream at the bar. This dude loves ice cream. Every time they come on him, he's just chowing down on some ice cream. But he's there, Kenny G on the saxophone up on stage.
Yo, straight cowboy bebop though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saxophone skills were fire though.
He was definitely working it. Good. Yeah.
Is this the first time we've had another instrument besides guitars introduced in the show?
Possibly, yeah.
That's how I felt too. So. I was like, this is the first time the soundtrack. And it's like the guy who like makes the music for the show, his friend came over and was like, yo, you want to play saxophone? I'm doing the show.
That's all it's pretty much been after that. Well, yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah. But it's like all saxophone.
Yeah, it's all saxophone from here on out. So this gang of guys walks into the bar and they've got these women with them that they implicate that they stole from some other dudes the night before, killed their boyfriends or husband or whatever and took them with them. And they start causing problems immediately because one of the girls is kind of looking at Legato over at the bar. I didn't even necessarily think like checking him out or anything. Just like
she was just like, who is that guy?
Yeah, he's a weird looking dude.
He got a big ass white coat on with a big shoulder thing out.
He stands out.
He plays no games, man.
No. And so he's just like, oh, you think he's better than me? And then like starts the scene and Legato's like, listen, dude, like get the fuck out of here.
No, his statement he said specifically was incredible. He said, I'm going to kill all humanity anyway. Like, you can't wait.
Like, yeah, you're gonna
you're gonna die, man. Have some patience. Like, it doesn't have to happen right now.
Dude was mad insecure too. Cause let me tell you something, man.
He like, beat that woman's ass.
He didn't just beat her. He stomped her out on top of that. I was like, yo, this is fucking overkill. Then his boy was kind of just like, yo, chill. Like, what do you mean, chill? You should have stepped in and stopped this.
I mean, these people are obviously garbage. You know what I mean?
Terrible. And he's mad. He starts pretty much saying all his insecurities when he's stomping her out. But then I realized when I'm looking at Legato, and I think back about Vash also, these are two of the prettiest motherfuckers in anime. Like, these are pretty boy dudes. Both of these dudes with their eyes, and he's sitting there. He's eating ice cream all soft and elegant. And then he says that line that Brennan says, and that shit was just so gangster to me. And when he said that, I was just like, this is, business is about to go down.
Zero games.
Yeah.
No, and the business goes down.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I still don't know what, his power.
He's clearly got some sort of mind control, which hints to what he said earlier that, like, when he told Vash, like, I can have everybody in this town dead in the blink of an eye. When he was telling Vash, like, I can do whatever I want at this point.
Yeah.
And this is an example of his power where he just has this group just kill each other.
Well, to me, I immediately thought Kilgrave from Jessica Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Immediately thought Kilgrave, but on some, like, Kilgrave has to say it. Mm-hmm. He just does it with his mind, and you just end up doing whatever he says.
Yeah,
which is wild.
I don't know how you fight this guy.
That's what I'm saying. Because I think in Jessica Jones, like since he had to say it, they were able to get around it somehow. But in this case, like fam, like he can't.
But the thing is, he couldn't take off. Yeah. Like the thing is, it's like there's a difference between what makes this really scary to me is like there's a difference between being able to take over somebody's mind, and then what he did is take over like a body part.
The whole thing, yeah. I mean, he did. It was just mind control.
But it is and it is. It's body control. It's not mind control because the people are still aware. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not meaning to do this. Like the whole time they're doing it.
Yeah.
They're freaking out. And it's not like they're just like a zombie and then doing it. Like their mind is still very much so their mind. But he disconnects their mind from their body, takes control of their body, and makes their body do whatever he wants to do.
It might be a little bit different than Kilgrave than when you say
how
it like that.
How terrifying is that?
That is.
He makes the first guy that we see kill himself. He punches himself. He puts his own hand through his own chest and kills himself.
Solar plexus. And then the rest of them just
they
bodies.
Just gun it out. Yeah.
Yeah, just killing
each other.
Yeah. And that's meanwhile the band just keeps playing, which at this point we don't know that they're together, but I'm kind of like, man, this band like
he just looked over and smiled. I was like, I guess I better keep playing this saxophone.
No, let me tell you something, bro. When that saxophone plays, get the fuck out of Dodge. And I don't want to even in real life. You hear that sad ass saxophone music, people die. Have y'all not seen Boys in the Hood? When that saxophone, when Ricky got shot, that saxophone played, he was done. He should have heard the sax and be like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I got a zigzag. But no.
Nothing
he
good happens killed.
And if a saxophone's playing, we're just having this conversation right now and just having this podcast, and the saxophone starts playing, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
It's time to go. It's time to ride.
Ending the podcast. That's nice to know, guys. Nice to know. And taste like Keenan starts talking about some dumb shit. I could just cue like, hey, sound guy, play the saxophone.
I'm out of here.
I got to go. They come into town and they see this is Millie Merrill and Vash. They get into town and they already see that this town is all like shuttered up. Nobody wants to come outside because this Legato dude is, you know,
unreal.
He's real. And everybody knows that he's the one that's responsible. Some of them even think that he's somebody that's working with Vash, I think.
That theory starts to happen. And like Vash walks into that bar, you know, like he opens the door to the bar.
Gets
like,
a quick peek in. Yeah.
Just closes it. And it's like, yeah, you guys don't want to go in there.
Yeah. But he does hear from somebody that Legato was in town, and he already knows who that is because of their previous run-in. Mm. And he's like, and at that point, he he kind of runs away from Millie and Merrill. He kind of tells him to, you know, he needs to go it alone for a little bit.
Yep.
And then we get another scene where Legato's outside of town and the remnants of that gang show up and say, like, yo, like, you killed our guys back in town. Like, we got something to say about that.
Oh, God.
And then he has literally, this is the scene where another time where he has this guy's buddy point a gun at his head and he's just like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
And he has him pull the trigger and he has one half, like he Thanos'd him. Like, yeah. He had one half kill the other half.
And so you guys can know the pain of burying your friends.
Yeah. That he's been having some deep lines.
He's a really good villain.
Yeah. He's a good villain.
He's a really good villain.
Honestly, yeah. I like him as a villain because I don't hate him at all. I low key kind of like, and we'll get to other episodes. I'm like, I kind of get it. It is some Thanos shit.
He's very Thanos-like.
Yeah, because he even mentions in the bar when he's watching that guy stomp that girl out, he's just kind of like, you know, this is why. Humans got to go.
Yeah,
like,
I got to.
You're trash.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's been a lot of examples on the show of how that's true.
Yeah, humans on here have been idiots the whole time, even with Bash.
Yeah.
Not Meryl. I mean, not Millie.
Not Millie.
Millie's been pretty
Millie,
boss.
Yeah,
she's
Millie's
solid. She's the pure one.
She will get naked. She will fight. She's down for whatever, but her heart's always in the right place.
Yeah.
Then we were getting introduced to his gang, right?
Yeah, the Suicide Squad. Yeah. You get everybody. I don't remember all their names.
I got the names right here.
All right,
let's check these names.
Hit us with the names.
Gray the Nine Lives, Dominique the Cyclops, Zazie the Beast, Lenoff the Puppet Master, Hopper the Gauntlet, Rady the Blade, E.G. Mind the Mind. That's a dumb name. And myself, Mid Valley, and Horn Freak.
So they came together after they got introduced, and like there was like this is obviously overkill. She was like, who needs to kill? Like, this will be overkill for all you guys to go kill Vash. Like, one of y'all got to do it.
Yeah.
And the Cyclops lady did it.
Yeah, Dominique the Cyclops is like, it's I'm up first.
Yeah,
she's not a joke.
No,
I like her a lot.
Yeah. She was not a joke. So she shows up to Vash, like he finds her, and she just talks shit. And he's just kind of like, you're cute. He's, you know, his typical MO.
She like did something where she tagged him 3-4 times before he could even say anything.
Yeah, she's like, I could have killed you 3 times already.
Yeah.
And then he like, 3 of his buttons fell off of his jacket. He's like, ooh.
Ooh, but then he was like,
then they started talking for a while. And then like, after they finished talking, he's like, I could have groped you 5 times by now. Like, what?
Why grope,
and her dress
though?
Just opened.
Yeah, that was a little, come on, Vash.
This is, game with this. These Harvey Weinstein motherfuckers in this anime. out here, come on, man.
I'd say this actually, though, I'd say this anime is like as little sexist.
I know, which is why I'm so disappointed.
Yes.
I'm so disappointed in this moment.
I feel like this anime is kind of woke when it comes to anime in general, when it's like comes to sexism. Yeah. Because, you know, even like in the beginning, like they're like womanizer, you know, the million. Yeah. Yeah. Meryl's like, what? So it's just like they're very aware of how bad that is.
Yeah.
In this. But either way, Cyclops lady fight.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Yeah, and she's got the jump on Vash. I mean, he's trying to draw on her and she gets him every time, and he at first he has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
He can't see her movements, he's not reading it.
He can barely dodge what she's doing, like full on every piece of reflex he has is being used.
Yeah. And he legit says, like, I think this might be it. Like, he doesn't know if he's going to win this, but he figures out that she has, you know, one of her eyes covered because she's the Cyclops. Mm-hmm. But he figures out that she's not blind in that eye. She's using it as a mode of hypnosis.
Yeah, it says she dulls your senses.
Mm. So I almost thought maybe she was freezing time, kind of like what's his name, Gildo, and from the Ginyu Force, you know, something like that. But she's like hypnotizing him. Yeah, dulling his senses and like kind of just getting him to stop.
Yeah.
And then kind of moving, probably taking her time, moseying on over. She's probably not even running.
Yeah. I think she could have killed him.
I think she could have too.
Yeah,
I agree. I think she could have killed him
because she could just like,
or damage
she could
really
take him out. I feel like she could just take him out of the trance after she shot him. Because, like, in her, she was only using the trance to get in position to shoot. You know, she never shot while he was still in the trance.
That might be part of her power that she's going to go that far with it.
Possibly. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, he dodged everything. And then he figures it out. And then he inflicts enough pain on himself while screaming that he can break pretty much break her hypnosis on him temporarily, shoot her eye out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shot her dead in the eye, too.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't think he was going to shoot her in the eye. But
I think gonna blow her. I thought he killed her because he shot her in the eye, or at least blew the eye off. But it was just like blew the patch off.
Yep.
But Yeah, he had like a little, he hurt his finger earlier, and I think in the episode or something like that. And then, so he just used the pain in his finger.
Yeah, concentrate on
just
that.
Like, concentrate on that, on some, like, remind me of major pain when it was like, you got shot? Let me see your hand real quick. And then, and he broke your finger.
But you ain't thinking so about that on, no more.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is kind of smart.
So he's got Dominique dead to rights. It seems like things have heavily swung in Vash's favor when Millie and Merrill show back up because they're chasing after him, and they are, you know, come on the scene not really knowing what's going on, thinking that Vash is taking advantage of some woman, like they fucking haven't met this dude.
Yeah.
You know, like if at this point with these girls, like knowing him at this long, like if I'm them and I'm coming on a situation, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
You know, which they are just not, they did not do at all. Mm. And they're just like, you know, what the hell, Vash? And then she disappears. You know, she's able to get away. And Legata was not happy, happy with her. And by the next time we see her, it's she's not doing so hot.
Yeah,
she's not.
She's strung up.
Yeah, she's strung up. And then they do like they see her strung up, and then there's like a dust bowl that goes by them. Yeah. And then they just disappear behind the dust. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. And at that point, that's when Vash sees that he's being watched by Legato and the Horn Freak. You know, they're giving him the smooth jazz playoff.
Yeah.
And he tells Million Merrill, you know, this is where we part.
Yep. Yeah, you guys need to stay away from me. Is your job, is your job more important than your life?
Yeah,
I think that's what he said.
Yep. And as he leaves them thinking about that, he even yells like, you know, stop, like do not follow me, and then walks off into the distance, looking to find Legato. He's like, I don't want to be the hunted one anymore. I want to be the hunter. So he goes off to find Legato. In the next episode, he's somewhere on the trail of trying to find Legato, but doesn't really even know where to start. Mm. But he gets a real good hint when a dude walks into a bar and is just like, you're going to go to Augusta and accept my challenge, or this will happen to you. And then he shoots himself in the fucking head.
Yo, this is when I got into this anime a lot more.
Yeah.
Because the first few episodes, I was kind of like, whatever. But now, like, when this shit started happening, it's getting kind of dark and
this
real.
This episode was quite real.
Yeah.
There was a lot to unpack in this episode.
Yeah. So he gets the invite. Vash gets the invite to Augusta and is like, all right, well, obviously that's where I got to go. So he heads off, and we see Million Merrill hear rumors that, you know, Vash is headed there. But another guy that we haven't seen in a few episodes, Wolfwood, also hears that that Vash is headed there. And so we've got all these people kind of converging on Augusta at one time.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Legato, you know, he's got his next dude up. Is this the dude, the mine, right? Is the next one they send off.
Yeah.
And somebody's just like, hey, you're going to send him off on his own when he took care of Dominique, you know, all on her own. He's like, yeah, I'll send somebody else, but, you know, basically just to check up on the mine. And he sends the blade dude after him, the one like samurai that's in their crew.
Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah, he's pretty dope. So Vash is the first one seemingly to get to Augusta, of the good guys, and spends basically the whole time trying to scare people off, running through the streets.
Yeah. You know, so smart.
Yeah.
He literally runs around screaming who he is, and he is Vash the Stampede.
Yep.
Shooting his gun into the air, saying he's about to go on a stampede, which is the truth.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know, y'all need to get out of here.
Yep.
And
everybody leaves.
He successfully chases everybody out of town, but then he's pooped.
Oh, yeah. And then he says, like, oh, fuck, why did I do that? I mean, he did it out of the goodness of his heart. It was the right thing to do, but he did. He just tired himself right out. And this mine dude showed up, and I don't know, he might give the Nebraska family a run for worst villain. This dude was trash.
Oh, he was garbage. Quickly done with.
Yeah. I mean, his own dude cut him down. It was just like, get the fuck out of here, you're trash.
He did some type of shit, and then Vash got the jump on him too, and was kind of less like, I could have just, he took you out.
The other guy told him, he's like, this guy, Vash could have killed you five times already.
Well, yeah, because he pulled the gun up on him.
Yeah.
And then he was kind of like, bruh, you're just worthless, so I'm just going to get rid of you because you're going to be in my damn way.
Yeah.
And then
he just ran him right through with a sword. You know? He just
got rid of him.
You're in the way. You're in the way.
Mr. Bushido Code now is going to work.
Yeah. And he gives Vash a run for his money. I mean, maybe this is because he was so tired.
Yeah.
You know, he's able to hang with him, but he's kind of got the drop on him. Legato and the Horn Freak are watching from a distance, and it seems like the blade guy has Vash dead to rights.
He's going to win.
He's going to win. And that's when this dude who, you know, body control, mind control, that's when he sort of activates his powers on Vash.
Yeah.
And he starts activating this weapon in Vash's gun. The gun starts to transform and his arm starts to transform and all this stuff starts happening. Millie, Merrill, and Wolfwood are all sort of kind of coming to the city at this point and start to see this giant glow going on. And even the samurai dude is like, yo, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And Vash is telling him to run.
Yeah, Vash is like, you need to run right now. Because his arm turns into like a giant cannon gun, like a laser cannon gun is what it looks like. It's terrifying, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the samurai, he's...
He thinks it's over. His life is done.
He does. He tries to run, but he gets blocked off, and Vash is just telling him to get out of there, and then there's a huge explosion that goes off, and like everybody can see it.
But you see what Vash had... This is one thing that was very detail-oriented that I noticed, is that Vash kept pointing his gun at the guy, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And he couldn't stop it. He was trying to tell the guy to run, and the thing was following him. The way that he was able to take his gun and point it up is he took his other hand... You know, his other hand is a gun.
And he locked it in the air.
No, he didn't lock it in. He was shooting it. That's what I was saying. He was shooting.
Oh, I didn't notice he was shooting.
That's what I'm saying. He was shooting this hand up. So he was shooting it the whole time and then he tried to keep it up. He kept shooting at it. So the only way he can keep it up is to literally shoot this arm to make it fit, point straight up. And then what did he do? He piccoloed the moon.
He did. Yeah. Almost. This was like a very.
It
was kind of like Akira when he, like, you know, takes a chunk out of the moon to, like, show how fucking powerful and badass he is. That was pretty nuts. But.
That also shows you too that Vash, he's able to kind of take that whatever it is, mind control, body control, and he's able to do something about it. Whereas everybody else is kind of just like they couldn't do a damn thing. They just blew their own brains out, blew somebody else's brains out. Vash had some type of control, or at least be like, all right, I can do something about this type of way, which is, you know, pretty good.
Yeah, and I mean, the city gets destroyed. I mean, even when the shot is pointed up towards the air, it's still powerful enough to destroy so much of the city that the place is basically leveled.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's kind of, after they all survive, you know, because Vash was able to get it up into the air. But, you know, they're all kind of reeling after this. Vash is just buried somewhere. We don't even really see him again the rest of this episode, I don't think.
Nope.
The samurai digs himself up out of the rubble and runs into Wolfwood, and they seem to recognize each other, which actually brings me up to a point that they mentioned in the earlier episode as they're kind of introducing everybody.
Yeah.
They mentioned a guy named Chapel who's not there, and I was kind of like, ugh.
That might be Wolfwood.
Yeah. I wonder if that's Wolfwood.
Oh, look at you being all
smart. Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's not Rob, man. Rob's the smartest guy.
Rob, be on it. Yeah, I agree with that.
So they have this moment where he's just like, hey, man, like he's too dangerous to live. We got to take care of him, and Wolfwood's just like, yeah, but you're not it, and just blast him right there.
Yeah.
One shot. Again, like, Wolfwood's got a lot of secrets at this point, and, I mean, I said when he showed up I liked Wolfwood a lot, but at this point I'm not even really sure whose side he's on.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't trust him.
Yeah. And
I still like him.
I mean,
he's dope, though.
He's super dope.
Yeah, he's dope.
But, you know, whose side is he on? I don't know. Millie and Merrill also survive. And they know that Vash is somewhere in the center of this. And this is another interesting character moment for, I think, specifically Millie, showing that, you know, she's how loyal she is to Merrill, because Merrill's obviously super upset that Vash is somewhere and they doesn't know if he's safe or not. And Millie, like, hauls her out of there, but also is just like, she starts to turn against Vash a little bit here, and it's just like, you know, you're causing all of this. You're causing my friend to be upset, and
which is stupid as hell to me.
I mean, yeah, so dumb. This is like her loyalty to a fault a little bit. Yeah. This is a little bit where it's.
I got upset when she said it. I was like, this is the dumbest shit in the world. Yeah.
So that episode comes to a wrap as Legato and his Horn Freak are kind of overlooking all the destruction, and you know they know they didn't win the whole thing today, but they won a big battle today.
Right.
And there's kind of a time skip. Well, actually this next episode is a flashback.
Right.
And we see a little bit of some of the origins of Vash.
Finally. Yeah. Cause I was still confused about everything.
Man, these next two episodes.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know, man.
I liked these next two episodes personally.
Go on. You talk about it.
So this was a flashback episode that did a lot of world building, or at least informed kind of where we're at, because somebody had mentioned, I think, in an earlier episode that not only were they blaming Vash for all the destruction that was going on, but that he was the reason we're on this planet in the first place. And that was a little weird because I didn't know if this was supposed to be Earth, if this was a world where Earth even existed or what.
It's never defined.
But, well, it is in this episode.
It is.
Yeah.
Because they mention that they all left Earth because they... Basically, this is we start on a spaceship, and this is part of a seed program where humanity has fucked up Earth. Imagine that.
It's happening now, isn't
it? So to save the species, they take a bunch of ships and send them out into space to the different corners of the universe or whatever to look for new planets for humanity to colonize. And I don't know if this... what I wasn't sure about is whether or not this was... one of many ships that's out there, or if this is, or if this is just it, you know what I mean?
Right.
So there's a small crew that's, you know, kind of piloting the whole program. And then there's a whole bunch of other ships that have all these people that are in cryo sleep or whatever to keep them asleep throughout the whole journey. So we find out very quickly that this crew, they find this planet that's habitable, but not great.
Yeah.
They say that there's like some life on there, but not a whole lot. But they should really keep an eye out for better options.
Right.
And but they're gonna stick around this planet for a little bit, just stay around in its orbit, and just because they know it's safe.
Mm.
We meet Vash and a twin brother named Knives. As they look like they're, you know, adolescents. It look like they're 12 years old or so or something like that.
Mm.
But we find out soon after that. Not only are they not like the kids of anybody on the ship, they just found these kids, but they're only a year old and they've grown to this.
Yeah.
So this is, I mean, we always kind of got the hint that Vash was something different, even in that episode where he stops that huge explosion from happening.
Yeah.
But this is like...
next level.
He's not even human, really, you know. He and his brother.
Yeah.
And we find out that, you know, Rem, this girl, one thing that I was kind of surprised by, because he keeps talking about this other girl that's in his dreams that he keeps connecting with. And it's just like, I thought this was his girlfriend, but it's like, dude, this is just your babysitter. Like, this is a babysitter you had a crush on. Like, he's been kind of feeling her this whole time.
Yeah, that definitely changed it.
Yeah, when I saw it, I was like, I thought this was wifey.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all.
So
I get it. I get like his love for her.
Sure.
But I was just like, yo, fam.
Yeah, it's like, this is just a childhood crush,
yeah.
You know, and it's, I mean, she's definitely seems like a good woman, you know, she's smart, she's out for them, you know, she protects them.
Caring,
she's
nurturing.
She's the reason why they're on board, because it sounds like the rest of the crew just wanted to either leave them or kill them.
Oh, they want, what the other dude.
The one dude in particular, yeah.
He wanted them gone.
Yeah, so, and we do find out that, you know, that guy's a drunk, and he's not doing his work, he's not pulling his weight, and so fucking Vash and Knives are stepping in and doing all of his work, something that would have taken him an entire day.
Two days.
In a few hours.
Yeah.
2 days.
Yeah.
Because it turns out they're so smart, they can just knock it out in just like an afternoon, you know? And it's, he feels threatened by them clearly, but he also, you know, there's a fear factor of, we don't even know what these kids are.
Right.
Like, they are something else and we shouldn't trust them. Which, you know, to be honest,
he has a point.
He does have a point.
A really good point.
And we, as the episode progresses, we start to see, you know, Vash is a very sweet kid.
Yeah.
You know, obviously he really cares for, you know, everybody on the ship, but Rem in particular, and he just seems to want to help.
Yeah.
Whereas Knives is a little bit more sinister. This is like a Cain and Abel sort of story.
You start to see him slowly just start to do some evil shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he starts to see, whether or not you see it as like the truth of the matter or just like the evil, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's a situation where there's a butterfly trapped in a spider's nest.
Yeah. This was big.
Yeah. And Vash is trying to find a way to cut the butterfly out to save it. And that's when Knives comes over and he just grabs a spider out of the nest
and kills it.
Yeah. Yep.
And Vash screams at him and he's just like, hey man, like I was trying to to save them both.
Stop it.
No, I mean, that moment was really... really telling, because they're both right, they're both wrong.
And because Knives does say, like, well, how do you save them? Because then the spider's going to go hungry and then the spider will die.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm actually being, like, he's being merciful to the spider and allowing, being
merciful to the butterfly.
Arguably, you could say that Knives was being merciful to both, because he killed the spider instantly. The spider didn't even know what happened.
Yeah.
So the spider's dead, butterfly escapes and lives.
Yeah.
Vash gets his butterfly and the spider doesn't have to starve to death. You know, so it's like, you could argue that he did the most sensible thing, whereas Vash is just the optimist. It's like, well, maybe there'll be another bug that comes by that the spider can eat.
I was low-key on his side.
What do you mean low-key?
Well, high-key.
Yeah.
I was on his side, not Vash's side. Because when I was watching this particular episode, I was looking at Vash and his brother, Knives, as kind of like how humanity is and how people want humanity to be.
Yeah.
I feel like Vash is what is how people are like, everything should be peaceful, love, like hippie type.
Yeah.
You know, everything's love, nobody hurt each other, that's Vash. Whereas his brother kind of like, nah, fam, that's not life.
This is what life is.
That's exactly how I looked at both of them in this episode. I was like, Vash is what people, what we kind of want to be or aspire to be, all love, but then the reality of it is Knives. It's like, bro, people got to die. There's murderers out here. This is how it is. There's people doing crazy shit out here. So do you kill them? Do you not? You let them do it? It's whatever. So this episode was deep as hell to me.
Yeah.
It hit me really hard. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because there's a moment where, you know, the guy, the drunk, beats up Vash.
Yeah.
And Vash just goes back to his room and cries about it.
Because he could have whooped him, I'm sure of it.
I'm sure, yeah. And Knives comes and consoles him. And Knives is not about it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not here to cry and you know, worry myself about that. I'm going to take charge of the situation.
Yeah.
And he puts some shit in motion that gets this dude killed.
Yeah.
You know, he exacts his revenge in like very meticulously.
Yeah.
And he ends up playing a lot of the crew off each other, you know?
Yeah.
And so there's this situation going on where kind of a love triangle happening. There's this woman on board and the drunk is in love with her. Well, he wants to sleep with her. I don't know if he's in love with her. But there's this other nerdy dude that seems to be infatuated with her. And Knives manufactures a situation where the drunk gets framed, I guess, for raping her.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like, I don't know if that's just some image he's able to project, if he's got mind control, something. Or
maybe did he actually have him do that?
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
And he just didn't know he did. He was like, I didn't do this. This wasn't me doing it.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's what happened. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because they put him on trial. It's a very quick trial. And they're like, well, we're just gonna put him into cryo sleep with the rest of them.
Well, and it's funny too. They were like, because even I forgot her name again.
Rem.
She was kind of like, yo, we need to hear this. What did he say? Sides, like, let's hear both sides of it. And that's kind of like humanity too, man. A lot of stuff going on. People just like, string it up. So it's like, yo, man. They didn't hear his side. It was like, yo, fam, you out of there.
Yeah. So they have this very quick trial, deal with the drunk. He's out of the picture. But things take another very dark turn where this nerdy dude is, you know, hey, now we're just the two of us. And he asks her to marry this other girl to marry him. And she's like, no, I don't think so. So he fucking kills her.
Yeah.
He just kills her. And he's like, oh, she betrayed me. This dude, he's worse than the fucking drunk.
Yeah, he's up there when it comes to like villains now.
Yeah.
Compared to like everybody else we've seen lately.
Absolutely. Very quick turn. Yeah. And so they get found out. And the nerdy guy's got the gun up and he's like, you know, don't come any closer or I'll shoot. Rem is trying to talk him down, you know, do the hostage negotiation sort of thing. Just like, hey, listen, we're here to help. Just put the gun down. Like, this isn't the end of the world. Like, you can come back from this. And then the captain is up watching this whole thing on screen and is just like, nah, I don't think so. And hits the button.
Yeah.
And straight up, like, alien, like, ejects this dude out the airlock.
Beautiful.
You know, it was like, awesome.
Totally gets blown out.
And then she guilt trips him. He's like, I'm not sure if I did the right thing. Knives is like, no, you did the right thing.
Rim low-key whack too.
Yeah, so.
Well, she's like Vash, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, look, I'm done with this episode. I'm going to get through this episode because I personally did not like. Either way, it explains stuff that needed to be explained. Because what happens after that is that Knives pretty much kills the captain of the ship.
Yeah,
because
he tells him that he's weak too.
Yeah.
Because the captain is like, maybe I did do the wrong thing. He's like, ah, you're too weak, and then kills him.
Yeah, so then Knives takes over all the control of all the seed ships. And then pretty much crashes him, sets him on a course to crash into the planet.
Yeah.
Then he's like, hey, Rem, Vash, this is going to crash. We need to go escape on one of these pods. So they run to do it. She puts him in the pods and is like, no, I can still do something about this. She closes them and the two boys into the pod. Mm-hmm. They go off. She goes back in. That whole ship she was on ended up exploding, but she ended up saving all of humanity by changing some kind of computer code or some shit.
Yeah.
The last second, and that's what allows to set the stage for, you know, the 100 years later is vast stampede we know now with the civilization, all the people and all the lost technology because, well, this is a bunch of spaceships landed from wherever, Earth to here 100 years ago. And now all these people who landed there woke up out of this cryogenic sleep from a long time ago, don't know anything and just have to figure things out with what they knew. So from what they knew, they kind of created like an archaic society that is what we've been, that's been the placement of this whole show.
Yeah.
So...
And so we do get a, you know, 107 years later, and Vash is there, and he has another run-in with Knives, where Knives says something along the lines of like, I've severed the last of your connections to Rem. You know, you need to let this go. Let's get rid of humanity once and for all. Mm. Vash, of course, is still not. He's still trying to save the butterfly and the spiders in the spider's web.
Yeah.
And draws down on him. And he shoots Knives. And Knives is just like, all right, well, we can do it that way if you want. Mm. Fucking blast one of his arms off. And activates the weapon, and this was in the July City that we'd heard of before that Vash destroyed that other girl from a few episodes ago had been a kid in. And so that's got to be, so Knives is the person that Vash is trying to get back to. He's trying to get his revenge, I guess, or something. He's trying to kind of get to some sort of reconciliation with all this, you know, whether it be with himself, with, you know, trying to get revenge, get, you know, avenge Rem or whoever. I think he's still trying to figure out exactly what he wants when he runs into Knives again.
Yeah.
But that all brings us to where we are presently, where Augusta is now also gone.
Yeah.
It's the second city that's been destroyed by Vash. And he's now on the run again. We come to this other city where there's another girl who's got the, like, the kind of short haircut like Millie does, or Meryl does.
She looks just like her.
I know. Yeah. It's like, so he's got a type. And he's, but like Vash is all done up like in disguise. Like he's got his hair down. He's wearing glasses. Yeah. But I mean,
change his name, everything.
Yeah. He's going by like Eric or something like that. Mm. But he has left all of his old life behind. He's not trying to be Vash anymore. So it seems like he's even given up the hunt for Legato at this point. Mm. Because whenever he tries to do something, he ends up destroying a city. So he's just like, all right, I'm just going to settle and maybe I can make some sort of difference in this one town. And we see a situation unfold where actually Wolfwood in the bar, I believe. And there's a situation where the girl comes in with Vash as this other character. They've recently run afoul of this gang, this dude that looks like he's out of fucking Mad Max or something, like runs up on the bar because she had kicked him or something like that because he had like pinched her butt or something, right? Mm-hmm. Something like that. So there's this whole standoff going on and Vash goes outside and is just like, let me apologize. And, you know, humiliates himself by stripping down naked and barking acting like a dog.
And the dude looks like a fucking baby too. He's like a grown man baby looking guy.
Yeah, he's gross. Yeah, he's a gross looking dude. Yeah. And he's about to kill Vash anyway when he catches actually eyes with Wolfwood inside the bar.
Yeah.
And whether it's he recognizes him or just sees that this dude is a badass. And
no
is
problems.
Like, he's just like, all right, you know what? Let's get the fuck out of here. We said we would leave him alive, so let's do that.
Yeah.
But as they're heading out, he does send off one last shot and shoots Vash, who's on his knees naked in the street. So Vash gets brought into the hospital and they patch him up, and Wolfwood's standing by the side watching this whole thing go down. And it's funny, after they get him after they get him all fixed up, he just walks over to him and just like, wake up.
Yeah,
and slaps him.
Yeah. And he gets up.
He does.
He kind of waves like a little kid. Hey.
Yeah. He's like, hey. And Wolf was just like, you know, you may be fooling all these other people, but I know who you are. Like, you know, you can't pull one over on me.
Right.
Especially we all know who he is once we see he's taking his clothes off and it's just like, oh, it's all the fucking scars.
Can't believe he took his clothes off for that.
But. Yeah.
But, not doing that.
So we get a little catch up that, you know, this girl that he's with found him in an alleyway dying, and they nursed him back to health, and he decided he would stay with them, help them out. But now, of course, they're in danger because of their being tied up with Vash.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she gets kidnapped, right? The girl gets kidnapped, they find out.
Yep.
And Wolf was just like, maybe you want to leave this life behind, but, you know, don't you think you should be doing something to help?
Yeah.
You know? And again, pulling on his heartstrings. And Vash is like, all right, cool. Yeah, I guess this is what I got to do.
Yeah, this is his life. He knows it.
It is his life. He's got the calling. So they roll up to this house. I wish we'd gotten to see a little bit more of this action, you know, because we just see them walking up to the house, these dudes with terrible aim just shooting off at them.
Man.
And nothing, like, they don't hit. And they take out 200 guys, just the two of them.
Yeah, and you know, Wolfwood, he's kind of like, yo, I'm about to kill these dudes. And Vash is kind of like, man, you can't.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, kind of like, all right. But he pulls like the crucifix out and they go ham, and it pretty much ends that quickly.
Yep. And so they bring him back. They bring Vash back to the homestead, and the girl thanks him for everything. And he tells him, you know, like, I can't even tell you where I'm off to, because then you'll be in danger too, like everybody else. Mm-hmm. But they give him the haircut, you know, get him back looking to his old self, and thank him for his time. And I was going to... I know you were saying like doesn't really seem to be feeling Meryl. Like I'd say he feels this girl more than Meryl. It seems to
but
be
isn't
like
she young.
I don't know.
I thought she was like 14 or something like that.
I don't know. I mean, fucking this show, like
you can't tell.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this shit is.
There was that other girl like from a few episodes ago too, where Vash was like all kind of down and depressed, and then he sees this girl out on the road. He's like, "Oh, you need a bodyguard?" And I thought she looked young. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
He never really.
And he's already Vash. He's like 150 years old.
So I guess he's robbing the cradle with pretty much anybody at this point.
Yeah, true.
So Vash and Wolfwood walk off into the sunset. Like, all right, he's back on. He's
cold
back on
shot
track.
Too. It's so dope.
Yeah. So Vash is back to the life. He's still looking for. Oh, because that's what. That's how he gets him back. It's not necessarily that he can't leave the life behind, but Wolfwood tells him a story about how there was a town. Somewhere else, you know, and on kind of like the outskirts of civilization where everybody just disappeared. Mm. There wasn't a body. There wasn't anything. And the only thing that anybody found was their name, Knives, written out in blood on this like fountain in the middle of town.
Yeah.
And clearly Vash knows what that's about. And he's just like, all right, like I know where I got to go. So they head off for that town, I assume.
Yeah.
So and that's where our homework ended.
Yeah. Pretty much where it ended. For me, I'm guessing Knives is Legato.
I was wondering that too. Like if
I thought Legato and Knives are the same.
Yeah, they can change their appearance or something.
Well, I feel like they say like the same power pretty much, right? Like it's
seemingly
kind. Yeah. I mean, they don't really ever show Knives' power directly. It's just like you see the effect of the power, but you don't ever actually see the power.
Yeah, I guess you didn't go too much in it as a kid, but I mean, I'll say this: Trigun is dope.
Yeah,
it took me a second. A lot of these animes are taking me a second, but it's dope as hell. I like that it got dark. I'm feeling it. I can't wait to see how this is going to end.
Yeah, I don't remember none of this shit.
You remember any of this? I feel like if Knives is Legato or not, I don't know who it is, but like that's going to be a showdown for the ages.
Yeah,
and I'm amped for it. I think he's going to have to actually kill.
Yeah, he's going to use that beam on his arm.
I think that's my thing is prediction is going to, he's going to eventually have to kill. There's no way out of it.
You know, I honestly wouldn't be shocked if Knives is Wolfwood, to be honest.
Ooh.
Like if he's somebody that could like change his appearance anyway, and he's Legato, like I could even see him, you know,
being both. You think?
I don't know about necessarily being both, maybe, but like, you know, that whole thing where like you keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. Like I could totally see Knives trying to like play some mind game shit on Vash, where he's just like, I'm gonna watch you like from real close.
God damn it, Rob.
The whole time.
Right. If Rob is right,
I don't know.
I don't think he's right.
You probably know the ending at this point now.
No, I don't. I don't remember. Like I was telling you guys, I watched a lot of this show, but like on Toonami and sporadic episodes.
Yeah.
So like I saw one episode here, one episode there. Like I knew about his arm. I knew about both of his arms, but I didn't know like the story. Because it's like you just see an episode and like, oh, that was interesting, and then that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it. We're going to finish up and wrap up with episodes with 19 through 20. Because it goes. It's 26 episodes.
I mean, I guess we may as well just finish it up then.
Knock it out. But I think it's 9 episodes left considered.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
We'll figure it out, guys. We'll figure it out.
But we're gonna probably end up knocking out because we're gonna have to do Dragon Ball Super next. Super Movie Broly. Go ahead and drop your ads.
RVDanger 44 on Twitter, RVDanger on Instagram.
Brandon?
At Mr. Producer Face on Instagram.
At Keenan Baker on Instagram. Follow the Instagram of Animation Podcast on Instagram. We've been putting some stuff up there.
Oh, that's great.
It's been good stuff. Yeah. I don't know who's posting that, but it's been good.
Keenan.
That's been you, man?
Oh, yeah, it's been me.
Well, that's been good.
It's really good.
Yeah, slowly but surely is growing, so I'm super excited about it. And I think we're going to get some love. We've been getting a little bit of love from the people, man.
We love y'all.
We were getting suggestions for the next anime too after the Dragon Ball movie. So
I have thoughts, but I want to hear y'all's.
Yeah. So we'll see. We're tuning in what next week, guys?
Yep. Next week.
Yep.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. This was such an awkward get off. I don't know why I feel so awkward doing it. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Animation.
There we go. Good dismount.
Yeah, good job. You landed it.
And so anime was solved forever.